Shalom. Today I would like to speak about the Churban and Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni and what we could derive from it to nowadays also. In Bax Aleph, it's Ketah Aleph, it's a Pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, V'nitastam is Mizvachosam, V'shibatim is Matzavosam, V'ashrem Tishifun Ba'esh U'psilei Elohim Tegadeim, V'ibatim Nishmam Min HaMokom Ahu. It's a mitzvah that we should uproot all Avodah Zarah, which is in Eretz Yisrael. Then the next pasuk is Lo ta'asut ken la'Hashem Elokechem. So says Rashi in Bax Bet, V'chita le'el da'atcha she'Yisrael notfin tam mizbachot. What's this pasuk coming to tell you? There would be no havo mina that we would do it anyway. Ela she'lo ta'asu k'ma'aseim v'yigmiru avodeisechem l'migdash avodeisechem she'yichoyeh. Meaning, not directly, but indirectly, we should, as a mitzvah here, not to cause the churban beis hamikdash, that we should not do like the ma'asim of the umas ha'olam, namely Avodah Zarah, and our sins will cause the beis hamikdash to be destroyed. But if we look carefully in the words of Rashi, it says, "V'yigmiru avodeisechem l'migdash avodeisechem she'yichoyeh." What does avodeisechem mean here? And I look at Rashi's source in the Sifri, it's mentioned there also. It could have easily said, "V'yigmiru avodeisechem l'migdashchem she'yichoyeh." The others are the ones who built the beis hamikdash. So when Rashi says, "V'yigmiru avodeisechem l'migdash avodeisechem she'yichoyeh," he's coming to tell us something. And question number one is, what is the point of Rashi attributing the beis hamikdash to the others? That's question number one. As we go on, it says in Bax Gimel, the Gemara in Yuma, I'm speaking to people who are learning Daf Yomi Yuma, the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Tes Mud Beis, says, Migdash Shrisham, Mipnei Macharov, Mipnei Shloshat Varam Shayubo, Avodah Zarah, Kilo Rais, Ushmichos Damim. Avod Migdash Sheini, Shayu Oiskim, Mitreo, Mitzvos, Mitminus Chasadim, Mipnei Macharov, Mipnei Shaitavo, Sein Aschina. Just a side remark, not part of what I want to speak about today in the Shir, but interesting to point out that they were involved in Gmilus Chasadim, Torah Umitzvos is Gmilus Chasadim, and hand in hand it still went with Sinas Chinam. So Sinas Chinam and Gmilus Chasadim are not necessarily opposites to each other. It's not what you said to remember. The Gemara goes on saying, Lamdecha Sheshkula Sinas Chinam Keneged Shalosh Averes. And then the Gemara goes on saying that the destruction of the second Beis Hamikdash was even greater than the first one, because the first one came back after a while, and the second one has already 2,000 years almost and it didn't come back yet. So this Gemara is bringing out that Yimul Averis Chamuris are equal, Shakul, to Tfinas Chinam, because both of them destroy our Beis Hamikdash. Now Rav Huda Zatzal in the Pachad Yitzchak in Bax Dalad asks an interesting question. אמרו חזר המקדש ישות חרב על גימור אברס חמורס ומקדשי מחרב על סין הסינם ולמדך ששכו לסין הסחינם לעבד אזור הגינוראי ששכו לסדומים בוודאי ששכילות זו של סין הסחינם לעבד אזור הגינוראי ששכו לסדומים אינה מתייחסת כלל להמלכת חומר אברס כמי נבוצר פות נספוין The yardstick to measure the severity of a transgression is usually used by the severity of the punishment as he points out an avera that has an isu karis is more chomer than stam an avera If we're going to use this yardstick, so Sinas Chinam is not close to Gimel Averes Chamuras. Gimel Averes Chamuras, this Chivay Misa in it, Navgazar, Gilarash, Vichoslamim, Chivay Misa B'Leshamayim, and Sinas Chinam, it's a lot of Shem B'Maisa. It doesn't even make it to court. So from that point of view, the Gimel Averes Chamuras is a lot more Chamur than Sinas Chinam. So why does it mean that they're Shakul? That they're equal? So we'll put the point up. By the Tetzah, that both of them could destroy a temple. And this really has to be understood, that if truly the three Averis Chamuris are so much more severe than the Sinas Chinam, again, if we use the yardstick of what the penalty is given in Beis Din, so why nevertheless when it comes to the Churban Abatim, they're equal, they're shakul. How come the fact that Sinas Chinam is more cow is not brought out when it comes to the Churban Abatim? So let's call that question number two. What is the equality between the two, between Sinas Chinam and Gimel Averes Chamuras, that they both are Machriv Batim? Once we mention the above, if we're going to think for a second, what's more Chomer, Averes Ben Adam L'Mokom or Averes Ben Adam L'Chaveo? If we're going to use the yardstick that I mentioned above of penalties in Beis Din, again, it's not even a close call. A punishments that we know in Beis Din all have to do Rubam Kukulam with Averes Ben Adam L'Mokom. all chivrei misa have to do the chor ben adam l'matam. True, shvichos damim. But shvichos damim is b'etzem also a very strong component of ben adam l'matam, because in all countries in the world, killing a human being is the biggest crime. Killing a cat is not a crime at all. Why? Why is it such a major chiluk? The answer is because the Adam has a tzel melukim. And that's what the Torah says in Parshas Noach, ki v'tzel melukim v'tzelas Adam. So it's also a ben Adam l'mokum, like a kind of avera. But the regular ben avera is ben Adam l'chavero, lashon hara, gneva, gzela. They don't even make it to court. Or it's a lav shevul maiseh, or it's a lav anitak le'eseh shlomim, or it's a lav anitak le'eseh l'maiseh. After everything's been said and done, there's no punishment. From that point of view, ben adam l'mokum is so much more severe. However, if we compare the punishment of Dora Mabel to Dora Palaga, who was punished more severely? Dora Mabel. They were wiped out. Dora Palaga were dispersed. What was the aver of Dora Mabel? Gezel. What was the aver of Dora Palaga? Neged Yechido Shel Olam. They fought against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And who was more severely punished? Dora Mabel. So that would indicate that Adam Lechaver is more severe than Adam Lemakom. Let's go on to another example. Bayez Rishon and Bayez Sheni mentioned in the Gemara in Yuma. So the Gemara points out that the Chuban of Bayez Sheni is greater than the Chuban of Bayez Rishon, while the Chuban of Bayez Rishon was Rubek and Kula because of Averis with Adam Lemakom, and the Chuban of Bayez Sheni was Sinas Chinam, the Chuban of Bayez Sheni, which is Ben Adam Lechaver. And the destruction of the Bayez Sheni is greater. That again would indicate that Ben Adam Lechaver is more severe. Let's take another example. The chet of Meraglim and the chet of Egel. Both were done in Dora Midbar. Chet of Egel is Ben Adam Lamakom. For sure. Chet of Meraglim, there's a strong component of Lashon Hara there. That they had to learn from Miriam. It's a concept of Lashon Hara. And who was punished more severely? Again, chet of Egel, they're going on. And chet of Meraglim, that whole door, had to die in the desert. Hi, it says in Chet HaEgel beyond Pukti Upakarati. Rashi in Dvarim says that also beyond Pukti Upakarati is referring to Chet HaMeraglim also. So from that point of view, they're equal. So again, it's an indicator that shows that Ben Adam L'Chavero is so much more severe. Let's take your Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says in Maseches Peah, the Dorish of David, even though they were Oiskim B'Torah, but there was Deltarim B'Nayim, Machlaikes, they would lose in their wars. Dorish of Echov, they were Oib Yav Gazar, but since there was Shalom B'Nayim, they won in the wars. They were victorious. So again, that shows we have four examples that show that Ben Adam L'Chavero is more severe. Again, example number one is Dora Mabel versus Dora Palaga, Bayis Rishon versus Bayis Sheni, Chet HaEgel versus Chet HaMeraglim, Dora Shel David versus Dora Shel Echav. That all shows that Ben Adam L'Chavero is more chaver. However, again, if you use the yardstick of Beis Din and the punishments in Beis Din, Ben Adam HaMakom is a lot more severe. So how do we work this out? So Rameir Simcha in the Meshach Chokma and Parshas B'Shalach, he speaks about this Nekuda, and in fact he says, "Behitbonen b'darkei Torah, ki b'mitzvot shim'iyot." Mitzvot shim'iyot means mitzvot that you need the Kodesh Baruch Hu to tell us about it. We have to be a shomea. Kumo av dezor baver arayas yesh kores of skila u'sharam mitzvot z'malkes lo ken b'nimusiyot u'midot כמו מחלוקס, לשון הרע, מחילוס, גזל, אין מלכס. דאב עליו ניתן תשלומים, או דאב עליו שאין בו מייסה. סז רבר שמחה. אולם זה לא דווקא ביוחד העסה. אבל אם הציבור נשחוסים, וזה מצאנו להפך בראשם מדפיה, דור של דוד כולם צדיקים היו בידי שהיו בן דאטורין היו נופלים במלחמה, אבל דור של אחות, עוד דאב דזר היו, ועל ידי שלא היה בן דאטורין היו יורדים למלחמה מנצחים. The Yisod of Rameir Simcha is, it depends if you're speaking about the individual or you're speaking about a tzibur. If you're speaking about an individual, there, Ben Adam L'Mokom is so much more severe. Ein mal la'ashvot. But when you're dealing about with a tzibur, so here's the other way around. If a tzibur is mushchat, corrupted in Ben Adam L'Chavero, then they're wiped out. But if they're okay in Ben Adam L'Chavero, and they're not besed in Ben Adam L'Mokom, הקודש בוח הוא סטור לנועק מרחם זה אומר סופר אץ ולכן על חילוש שבס והמנסן הרבים שנתפשט even in the days of Rameir Simcha already unfortunately חילוש שבס became commonly found אז יכולים לקוות כי יאחר להם הקודש בוח הוא סטור לנועק מרחם כי הם ציבור. So that's what Rameir Simcha says. Now the question is, what's the Rabbanu though? The Imam Avshach. If Ben Adam Chaver is more Chomer, it should be more Chomer also by Yochid. If Ben Adam Lamakom is more Chomer, it should be more Chomer by a Tzibur. Why by a Tzibur Ben Adam Chaver is more severe? And like the four examples that were shown, they all deal with Tzibur, and by a Yochid Ben Adam Lamakom is more severe. The Imam Avshach. L'chor the Tzvar Avshut is the Ben Adam Lamakom should be more severe because we owe a lot more to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than we owe to anybody else. Why? So that's the Tzvar where Ben Adam Lamakom is more severe. So why when it comes to Tzibur, that Tzvar suddenly loses its effect? So question number three, what's the understanding of Remer Simcha? Question number one was the Rashi of Migdash Abiseyim. Question number two, what is the Shivyon in the Shkilos? Why is Sinas Chinam equal to Gimel Averes Chamuras vis-a-vis Churban Abayis? And question number three, the understanding of Remer Simcha, going Yisrael B'Kotshoi. That when it comes to Tzibur, that Adam L'Chavero is more severe. When it comes to Yochid, it's the other way around. Ma'afshad. Okay, so let's go on to the Indian of Tzibur a little bit. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah in Bax 12 says, Haya oive achari bet Knesset, or shaya beto samuch le bet Knesset, v'shama kol shofar akol nevila, im ki ben libo yata, v'im lav lo yata. V'chichi ben libo imay habe, hay chatoke aloka v'chave nadata didei, hach v'shliach Tzibur askina, v'date akule elma, אבל ביוחד לא יצא עד שיסכם את שומע המשמיע. Meaning this more saying the following. If someone's blowing a shofar, and there's him, the Baal Tokeh, and another eight people in the room. Altogether nine people in the room. And someone outside goes and hears the shofar. So the only way that the one outside to be yotze is if two prerequisites are met. The Baal Tokeh has to have kavanah to be mercy, and the shomea has to have kavanah to be yotze. The Baal Tokeh has to think about that person outside specifically, and the Shomea has to have kavanah to be yotze, and then that's how it works. What happens if another person walked into the room, and now there are 10 people in the room? And again, the same story, someone outside wants to hear the Tkiya. Only one prerequisite has to be met, that the one outside has to have kavanah to be yotze. Excuse me, but the Baal Tokeh, he doesn't have to have a specific kavanah on the one standing outside. Why not? Daite akule alma. He's thinking now about the whole world. What happened? Another person walked into the room. Besarako, what happened here? Before there were nine people in the room, and then we say he has to have a specific kavanah, the Baal Tokeh, for the person standing outside. And if one more person walked into the room, now the Baal Tokeh is in a different sphere. Daite akule alma. He's thinking about the whole wide world. Why? One more person entered the room and they became a minion. What's the understanding of it? Well, let's ask the same question in a different way. Let's take in one room nine Gdolei Yisrael, and since we don't want to be anyway in any kind of form or shape politically oriented, we're going to have all different Gdolei in the room. For example, we'll have Rabbi Yoshev, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Mortiliyahu, Rabbi Fizel Sheinberg, Rav Steinman, and Rav Moshe Shapira. So we reached already 6-7. Rav Moti Kornfeld, number 8. And Rav Michal Yudalevkovich. We'll have 9 Gdolim in one room. And we'll come time to Davinucha. And they'll take each other off Davinucha. They can't. Let's say Kaddish. Let's say Gdusha. They cannot. Ein Dorbash Shabbat Gdusha Pachas Masa. You need 10. 9 is not enough. Okay. So they're going to have to dama bichidus. And what happens if you take 10 sweet, simple Jews who sell tomatoes in Machne Yehuda? You could. You could say Kaddish. You could say Kedusha. It works. Now, you don't mean to say that 9 Gdolei Yisrael don't carry some kind of more spiritual weight than 10 simple Jews. It could be 10 simple Jews who are Amaratzim. But nice sweet Jews, but I'm a Russian. They can make a million. And 9 Gdolei Yisrael cannot. Why? Because a davishib of Gdusha, you need 10. Namely, the Gdusha of 10 outweighs the Gdusha of 9. But 10 simple Jews outweighs the Gdusha of 9 Gdolei Yisrael HaMuvakim. Yeah. What's the logic behind that? Ma'amshah. Let's call that question number 4, the dynamics of a minyan. Let's go on. So to answer these questions, we're going to have to go into another sugya. In short, it seems not nogea, but it will be nogea later on. And Mark Zion, Mark Mendoza says, "Batachki Sahar says Rashi the fifth shoot of Raglei Har Midrasha Shenitla Shahar Mimkomo V'Nichpalem Kegigis." That Hakadosh Baruch Hu held them out of us like a barrel, and He forced us to receive the Torah. Rashi's Makar the Gemara in Shabbos and Bax Chet Shabbos Bechazam Aleph VaYitzatu B'Tachki Sahar Tachas HaMamish Omer Rav Dimi V'Chama V'Chasi Amalamet Shekafor Hakadosh Baruch Hu Aleim Asar Kegigis V'Amar Lev Im Atem Mekabim Atayra Mutav V'Im Lav Sham Tehe. So this applies that we were forced to receive the Torah. In Bakhtet it says, "Vayikach et sefer abris, vayikach ba'ozne ha'am v'yomru, kol asher dibra Hashem na'aseh v'nishma." We anyway agreed to receive the Torah. So what was the need to force us to receive the Torah if any way we wanted it? You don't have to force a child to eat chocolate. He'll take it on his own. This is one of the oldest questions in rabbinical literature. The Medrash Tanchuma, the oldest Medrash in Parshas Noach, asks this question. What was the need of Kofar HaKegigis if anyway we said Nasa Menishma? Let's call that for today question number 5. And the last question is in Bax Yud, the beginning of Lech Lecha says, "Vayomer Hashem el Avram, Lech Lecha ve'ayis Lecha ve'rotecha ve'savicha la'aretz asher eka etc." I want to tell you a story that happened to me some 26 years ago. I used to be a tutor in a Baal Tshuva yeshiva called Machon Shlomo. And one of the fellows who just recently, Mamish became firm like 3 weeks earlier, asked me if I could learn with them one-on-one a chavrusa outside the curriculum of the yeshiva, if we could learn chumash together. So I said, fine. So then I asked him, where would you like to start? He said, Genesis, Bereishis. So I told him, you know, Bereishis is a little bit difficult with Chet Adam Rishon. It's tough stuff. Let's maybe go to Noach. So he asked me, was Noach a Jew? And I said, no. He says, no, let's start with the Jews. Let's start with Avraham Avinu. Okay, so we started Lech Lecha, and we started in this pasuk. And I remember translating to him every single word. And then he asked the question that only a Baal Tshuva is privileged to ask. He asked, tell me, was Avraham Avinu a tzaddik? So I told him, for sure he was. Yeah, what did he do? What did he do? He broke the idols, he introduced manifest into the world, he's the pillar of chesed. We're very proud of Avraham Avinu. Yeah, where do you know these stories from? He asked me. And he starts like flipping to the previous portion. And it's not there. They're all from the Midrashim. By the way, you know from which Midrashim they all come from? All the stories about Avraham Avinu? Interesting, from the Zohar. That's where they come from. Then he thought it's the moon, then he thought it's the sun, it's all the Zohar. And then he asked me, but how do you understand in the simple way? Meaning, he didn't say those words, "Ein mikro yotzem devshutai," which means, who's this man? Why is the Kodesh Baruch Hu offering him the whole world? In the merit of what? What did he do? He didn't want it. He hasn't heard anything about him before. So suddenly out of the blue, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is promising him Shemayim Ha'aretz, and from here to the end of the Bible, we're dealing with Avraham Avinu. Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, the Jewish people. It says Rav Eschal HaGregodel. That's how you introduce the hero with no background whatsoever. Now a Baal Tshuva is the one to ask this question, because a non-Baal Tshuva, FSB the way they're called, he learned at the age of 3 in kindergarten the stories about Avraham Avinu. Then at the age of 6 he starts learning Chumash. So yeah, I know Avraham Avinu from my kindergarten teacher at the age of 3, but the kindergarten teacher told us Perish of Al-Ped, Perish of Al-Ped comes first. How does this make sense that you deduce a person like this? For comparison's sake, why was Noach the only one saved from the Mabul? Because it says he was a tzaddik. How do you know he was a tzaddik? It says 3 times he was a tzaddik. But Noach Matzachen, Noach Ish Tzadik Tamim, Otzadik Ish Tzadik Aflam, what are they? Was Noach Tzadik number 1 in the whole wide world? Absolutely. And his story was number 1. Someone had to be number 1. It was him. So there's some kind of background who Noach was. Why is he being saved in contrast to others? By Avraham Avinu, there's nothing. It doesn't say that Tzadik, it doesn't say anything about him. How can you understand that? The one who asks this question is the Ramban. But it took a while to find him, because it's not the first one. It's not the first pasuk in Lech Lecha. It's towards the end of the second pasuk, and the Ramban asks the question. Back to Dalit. Vehinei zos a parasha lo biyara kol hainyan. כמעט האנשים אמר לו הקדוש ברוך הוא אז עובר צריכה ואיתי במח טובה שלא הייתה כמו בעולם מבלי שיקדים שהיה אבא מועבד אלוקים או צדיק תמים say something give some kind of background the Maharal Steretz on this question that's what I want to learn with you today the Maharal von Steretz look at Officer Steretz which needs a lot of explanation let's go to what the Maharal says in Bak Sifet in Rosh Shabbos Agodol he's bringing down this question in the name of the Ramban and he's the one that makes the comparison to Noach the Ramban didn't make it but the Maharal is the one who's saying by Noach you mentioned it so how come you don't mention it by Avram and the Maharal answers on this a gevaldik yisod the Maharal says chas v'shalom if it would have said Avram Avinu is a tzaddik it would have been terrible what would have been so terrible so let's see what he says in Netzach Yisrael Pergudal from Baksim Gimel Avram lefi Avram v'shalman lo'ik sheklal ki etzal Noach rak haya b'chira prati v'abchira prati su lefi ma shehu v'akolu lefi maise tzitko shelo אבל באברהם לא היה בחיר הפרטיס רק באומה הישראליס שהם זרו שהרקתי בו איסו בחיר ואיסו איסו לגוי גודל וזו בחיר הכלליס ובחיר כמו זאת אין תולה במייסה כלל ולא בחט כי המייסה הוא לפרט so saying the moral thing you say since this pasuk is speaking about the potential בחיר of the Jewish people not of Avraham Avinu as an individual ואיסו איסו לגוי גודל when you're dealing in a bechira of a nation it's never because of a meisah a yochi is being chosen because of his meisah and that's Noach he's a good guy, he's not such a good guy once we reach a bechira of a klal is not measured based on a meisah this has to be explained but that's what he's saying and then the Maharal goes on saying ve'im yomar ha'adam הרי בוודאי כל פעולה בעולם ומקושי פעולות השם יזבר סיבו ותאר זה שאיפה הזה שאיפה ואם לא נאמר שהיה הבחירה הזאת ניסו בשביל מה זה אם כן מהו הסיבה של בוחר ניסו again the Maharal is bringing out that the you know how come it doesn't say the Avraham Avinu is a tzaddik if it would have said then the bechira in the Jewish people would have been conditional because he's a tzaddik he's being chosen and what will be one day if he or his descendants stop being tzaddikim and the prayer would have been nullified. Abba, Sliya, Badover, Batala, Dover, Batala, Abba. But the prayer of Am Yisrael is the prayer of the Etzem. Not because they did. True, if we behave nicely, the Kodesh Baruch Hu will reward us. And Chas Hashem, the opposite, the Kodesh Baruch Hu will punish us. But the Kodesh Baruch Hu should go ahead and say, I don't like you. I'm dumping you guys. I'm going to take someone else instead. That never will happen. That's what the Maharal is saying. Because it's not a bechira in a prati, it's a bechira in a klali. And once it's a bechira in a klali, it's something beyond these. Before we go into this Maharal, who do you think it's coming to exclude from? What do you think his main point is? Obviously it's coming to exclude from Christianity. Because they said that we initially were Am Nivchar, but because we don't follow Israish, so we're a bunch of bad boys and bad girls, and therefore Kadosh Baruch Hu took someone else instead. So the Maharal is saying to them, you're missing the boat. I'm not going to argue with you about Israish, because if I will, the next morning you'll come and do a pogrom in my little Jewish quarter in Prague. But one thing I'm telling you, it has our bechira never started because of deeds. Consequently, it will never be nullified due to a lack of deeds. It never was hinging and dependent on deeds. Never. How do I know that's what Ram is coming to refer to? Because the verse Hashem is a ktav yad that we discovered not too long ago, and he says explicitly when he says this word, "Ubezei yisasem piem shemekadrigenu mesanenu sheoimim sheino amivchar and we're not anymore." Clearly, he's saying that. Now, so what does that mean? If it's not because of our deeds, so why were we chosen? Why are we called the chosen people? Because Rabbi just took the coin and it came on us? So the Maharal asks that question here in Baksi Dalet, and he goes on saying, there's a few reasons, but we're going to learn the only Siba Rishana. And line number two in Baksi Dalet, Ha Siba Rishana Lekachiyat Torah, Asher Iyev Shar Mibil Adah, כי מאחר שהשם יזבח בו העולם הזה ברצונו, מוכר גם כן לשים הסתר הזאת לישראל. ואם אין כפה לסתר, הבריאה בטלה, והיה טובה. Meaning, the world has to have a Torah in it. Without the Torah, the world will not exist. There has to be people in the world who could accept the Torah. The only ones that have that capacity and that capability are the Jewish people. And he adds here a very geshmaka inside the world. Say, the other guy believed that the Torah is true. Again, Christianity, Islam, but they never kept it. They never worked at this. They never kept Shabbos. If you believe it's true, Akim never kept it. Obviously, it's not their cup of tea. Whatever the reason will be, Torah is not for them. So there's something in our Jewish characteristics which enables us to receive the Torah, and consequently, therefore, we're the chosen people. Not because of what we do, but it's because of what we are. That's what I'm saying. Not because of what we do, it's because of what we are. There's characteristics that we have, for example, Rachmanim, Baishanim, Gomel, Chassanim, which enables us to receive the Torah. And you have to have this inner code to have the capacity to keep the Torah. And the Jewish people are the only ones that have it. Why didn't the Kodesh Bukha make other peoples with that code? How come we're the only ones that have it? That we're not explaining. I personally, I don't know why. But the Nakuda is that what we were made with that capacity to have the Torah. Therefore, we were chosen. We were not chosen because of what we do. We were chosen because of what we are. Do you mean to say that if Avraham Avinu would have been Chas V'Shalom a Rasha, he also would have been chosen? Is that what the Rambam said? No. For sure, Avraham Avinu got to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu through his deeds. Like we're going to see later on. For sure. And for sure, the relationship that Avraham Avinu had with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is based on his deeds. But once Avraham Avinu did those deeds, he reached a madrega that he'll give birth to a nation that their etzem will be the ones suitable to be a Balei Bris of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like the Messiah Hashem says in the Perek above, what's Kedusha? Chilosa Avoida V'Sof Agmur, Chilosa Hashem, Alam Moshe is over there, B'Katshim L'Mada, Hakim Katshim L'Mada. The point is, Avraham Avinu did that initial step, he was Makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he worked at himself when he reached the tremendous high madrega, also Yitzchak, also Yaakov, and they, as a result of their deeds, they reached a madrega that they will give birth to a people that the Bechira in them will be unconditional. That's what's going to happen. As we're going to see soon, so for sure, Avraham Avinu Chas V'Shalom would have been not a tzaddik, this deal would have been made with him. But once he passed that first barrier, and he worked with his deeds, and he became an unbelievable tzaddik, he reached the madrega that now his descendants will be chosen the etzem, intrinsically, because of what they are, not because of what they do. That's what this moral is saying. There's a local amaisa based from this moral. It's not only a philosophical concept. It says in the Gemara Tanan Daf Nun Dalet, brought down here in Bach Tezvav, Chata Yisrael, Omar of Abba Barzavda, Afa Pishachata Yisraelu, says Rashi, Midlo Omar Chata Am, Adayim Shem Gdusha Samalem. Meaning, we have a free will to do everything and anything under the sun. To keep Shabbos Chasrul, not to keep Shabbos, not to speak Lashon Hara Chasrul, to speak Lashon Hara. There's one thing we don't have a free will on, being Jewish. Once you were born to a biological Jewish mother, right? So there's no free choice on that one. Yisrael after Pishachot Yisrael, the Kedusha remains. Why? How come I don't have a free will to decide Chas V'Shalom if I don't want to be Jewish? Because I have a free will on what I do. I do not have a free will on what I am. On what I do, I have a free will. I'd like to be 7'3". But I don't have a free will for that. I'm only 5'10". I'd like to have 200 IQ. I'm saying 200, not that I have anything close to it, but I have half. I have bechira on what I do. I do not have bechira on what I am. Well, then we don't have free will. Do you know why you're made the way you are? And why you were this way, made this way, and not the other way? And why you were born to this kind of family, not to that kind of family? On that, you don't have free will. Baal koch ha-techai. We're born together. We have free will on what we do. We do not have free will on what we are. And being Jewish is what we are. On that, there's no free will. But the Kedusha, meaning when we define ourselves, is Judaism a religion or a nationality? Books were written on this topic. According to the Maharal, it's both. Lehevi, both. We are a religion, which means we practice a certain way of lifestyle, for sure. A religion means to do. We do, we don't. But it's a nationality. We are. Am Yisrael has this dual identity, what they do and what they are. That's the Yisrael that the Maharal is saying here. Throughout the generations, as a result of that, there's two kinds of anti-Semitism which emerged. There's anti-Semitism against what we do. You know, we look different, we go walk around in the streets with a yarmulke and sitters, and, you know, we behave differently. And that's like how people resent us. And then there's anti-Semitism that has nothing to do with what we do. We could be a goy gomor, and yet they hate us. Rav David Klein from New York once told me that a goy could be a goy, and a goy gomor, only a Jew could be. So a Jew could be a goy gomor, and yet they hate him. Why? Because it's the anti-Semitism against what we are, not against what we do. And what we are is we're Jews. And that's the anti-Semitism that we have today. It's really personified, these two anti-Semitisms, by Yavon and Amalek. Yavon personifies the anti-Semitism of what we do. Stop doing, join us, be Hellenistic. And there's Amalek. I don't care what you do. You could be Rabbi Chonon Bar Simon, the Gadol HaDor, the disciple of the Chofetz Chaim, Kodesh V'Torah, and you could be someone who converted to Christianity for me and the sign. And Shem Abdel. Amalek, we saw 65 years ago, he's not killing us because of what we do. It's because of what we are. That difference between Yavon and Amalek is mamash, the difference, if you have a chance to think about it, we're going into today, between Hanukkah and Purim. Hanukkah is the victory over Yavon, and Purim is the victory over Amalek. Hanukkah, we are celebrating the identity of doing, like it's a Chag Ruchni. Purim, we're celebrating being. We're drunk. We can't do anything. You don't have to daven when you're drunk. And yet, Atah Bochatanu. The difference between Hanukkah and Purim stems from the difference between Yavon and Amalek, which starts from the two identities that the Jewish people have. Okay, so now let's go. Let's practice. That's what you said. This wrong answer. So we know we answered question number 6. Why doesn't the Torah say that Avraham Avinu is a tzaddik? Because since this pasuk is speaking about the bechira of the Jewish people, which will develop over the years, if it would say you're a tzaddik after you're being chosen, you would have gotten the wrong idea. That it's somehow conditional based on deeds. But it isn't. Now we're on page 3, and according to that, let's answer question number 5. Why did the Kodesh Baruch Hu make a kofa ha-kigigis? So it says, it's two marals in Bakstetah, let's see it together in page 3. Ki hu yizbrach v'yisola elokim she yisrael mitzad achiyu, kumo shama ki chamozim v'api yimloch alechem. Ki Hashem yizbrach hu elokim yisrael al korcham. Ulefikach kishabal yifen tol yisrael kofa lehem ha-kigigis. Ki alem ki hu yizbrach magam ha-apam chamozim v'dover ze'eino klal mitzad yisrael. It's nothing to do with Yisrael. It's mitzad ha-mekabel. It's meaning not mitzad ha-mekabel. What's the Maharal saying? The Maharal is pointing out that, you know why Kodesh Baruch Hu was kofa ha-gigis? To transplant in us that second identity of what we are, not what we do. It has nothing to do with us. We didn't do anything with any kofa ha-gigis. We were our anus. Our anus is these are nothing to do with them. Ha'adav chat la'anus. It's not us b'chlal. So it's not us. It's not what we're doing. Rather, it's what we are. It's what we are. So, meaning nasa v'nishma kofa ha'kigigis are the two identities that we're speaking about. Nasa v'nishma is what we do. Na'aseh. That's the merit of doing. Kofa ha'kigigis is the second identity. Regardless of what we do, it's nothing to do with what we do. It's being done to us. That's how we are. There's one kind of seed. Yeah, like I said. Yeah. I don't know. Okay, good, good. I made a mistake. Fine. Okay. So that's the answer for Kofa Harkigigis. Why was there a need of Kofa Harkigigis, even though we already said Nasa Venishma? Because if we would have said only with Nasa Venishma, then our identity would have been the identity based on what we do. And all we've one day we stopped doing. We lost that identity. But there's a deeper identity of what we are. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed to us by Kofa HaGigigis. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Kofa HaGigigis, he sang to us, I'm very happy that you said Nasa Venishma, and that's your input, but I have my plans in the Bria. You should know, regardless of what you people are doing, I chose you anyway. For reasons that I do not even have to explain to anybody else. That's Kofa HaGigigis. Okay. So that takes care of question number 5. What was the need of Kofa HaGigigis? Now let's go into the concept of a minyan. That was question number 4. This idea of 9 Gdolei Yisrael now, enough for minyan, 10 simple Jews are, and the blowing of the shofar. So let's look what the Shari Ora says in Baksi Zayin. Betfilas at Sibur, ein kol memune v'kol sho'er yichol ha'akev. Elika she'at Sibur mispalim tfilasan nechneset u'miskabelas ha'kol panim. Nobody can stop a tfilah of the Sibur. It just goes straight to where it has to go. וזה עושה פנה השם פנה אל תפילת הערר ולא בזה התפילסון אס תפילסון לא נאמר אלא אס תפילסון כלומר שהיוחית מספלל בויט כן אס תפילסון בויט לסקלו when a person davens ביחירס they check out his תפילה is it worthy or not worthy how much kabbalah was in it וכמה מהרים יש עליה אבל כשהצירו מספלים לא בזה אס תפילסון אף על פי שאין תפילסון כל כך אדונה the kabbalah of Sibur Lamala. A tefillah that Sibur works even if they don't deserve it. It's really the book of the Shari Ur is the Zohar Kodesh, but it's also Gemara in Tanis. The Gemara in Tanis says in Baksit Ches, Daf Ches, Ein tefillah shel adam nishmas, Ein mekein meitzim nafshu b'chafoi, meaning a tefillah only works if he has super kavana. Eini v'arokim shmu al amor alay v'darash v'yifatu b'fiyam v'shalam yichazu n'avlibom l'anochen imo v'abba b'kem hurach b'chafoi oven. You see that a tefillah works even without kavana. And so the Gemara, lo kasha, kan b'yochid, kan b'tzibur. A tefillah of a yachid needs kavana, and it's a prerequisite. If there won't be kavana, it will not be accepted. A tefillah of a tzibur works even without kavana. Why? If there's no kavana, why should it work? Why should it be accepted? There's some klech about a tzibur. The Rambam in Drosh Zeran says in the beginning of Drosh Alf in Baksi Yotet, מה שהפליגו לנו אבריסנו בשפחו המראה של תזיבור, עד שאומר לא אינם תהיה אמס תזיבור עליך. A person should always be afraid of a tzibur. Even though each individual is not in such a madrega, so here the Rambam is telling us, he's adding another connection to it. In geometry we learned that the whole equals the sum of its parts. In Ruchnius we know that the whole equals more than the sum of its parts. And this, a tzibur is not just the sum of all its individuals. It's a lot more. That's what a tzibur is. That's what the Rambam says. Let's see in Baksav what Rehuda Zatal says. Kliyit Knesset Yisrael Ein Muvana Kibbutz Kol HaPratim Shel HaYishim HaYichidim Bnei Yisrael Ela Shayanu Lehefech The Kliyit Knesset Yisrael Yichida Achas Asher HaYishim HaYichidim Hem Chalakim Imena. Knesset Yisrael is not accumulation of all the individuals. It's the other way around. There's a concept called Knesset Yisrael. Each individual has something of that Knesset Yisrael, because all of us form a tzibur. What do you see here? So then what is the class of a tzibur? It's not dependent on their kavana, so it's not dependent on their deeds. Look what the Baal HaTanya says in Baks Kaf Aleph. Shemati mi Ravoisai Ki'ilu nimtza malach echad omed b'ma'amat asor mi'yisrov v'yachad. If a malach would be in a room where there's 10 Jews, av she'eina medavrim v'divrei Torah, even if they're not engaged in learning or davening, Tipol alav a nosaf of pachad b'digvul v'tachlis, that malach will start trembling. Mishchinta b'shar alayu, from the shechina that's dwelling on them. Ad she'ya mizbatel mitziusay legamri, till he will totally nullify his mitzius.
What is the mouth so afraid of? They're not engaged in learning. They're not doing anything great. There's Shechina there. What can we derive from there?
After we saw in the Maharal that we have two identities, the identity of what we do and identity of what we are, and he said mefesh, what we are is because it's a din in the klal, it's not a din in the prati. So every minion is a cell of that body which is called Knesset Yisrael. And just like Knesset Yisrael was chosen not because of their deeds, also a tzibur has the koyach which is beyond its deeds. A tzibur is a babua of a babua of that bechira which is totally unconditional, because that was the bechira of the Jewish people. Every minion in minion is a cell of that tzibur, and it has the malus of Knesset Yisrael. Namely, no matter what, they're the chosen ones. Their tefillah is accepted, even without Kabbalah. A yochid, he has to already have to have the proper deeds. He had the Kabbalah accepted, he did not. By a tzibur, just like the Avraham Avinu doesn't say it's a tzaddik, a tzibur has a din that it's always kodesh, and it's always Torah, not because of their deeds. Like the Baal HaTanya said in the Geras HaKodesh, even if the potential is not involved in doing anything, just being there is a tremendous kedusha. That is the class of a tzibur. The name of it. We can, if you see over here, that in number 22, Sareplika Nashita Soveret, Shibam Shin Esmi Paskova Tzibur, Eina Tzibur Yochon Mchola Kvoidai, Shenikava Talibam, Ela Bishina, Shora Kot Yisrael, Shus Bez Yudah. Meaning the halacha is, there's all kinds of halachas pretending Kovat Tzibur. If what happens if the Tzibur gets together and say, we're Moichal on our Kovat? So could they do it or not? So says the Shus Bez Yudah, no, they cannot. Just like a melech can't be Moichal on his Kovat because it's not his. So to a tzibur can't be mechal its cover because it's not theirs. It's the shechina that's dwelling in them. So it's not them. It's not, they're not bailing on it. So therefore they can't be mechal the cover. So let's sum it up. A tzibur is what they are. A yachid is what he does. Nineveh, let's go now to what Rameir Simcha said. Rameir Simcha pointed out that by a yachid ben adam lemakom is a lot more chomer than ben adam lechaveh. Let's think what's this far. Like mentioned before, we owe a lot more to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than to our fellow friend. So why, when it comes to tzibur, it's the opposite? The emphasis is that a tzibur is beyond deeds. And mitzad that point of view, not ben adam lechaver would nullify the mile of a tzibur, and not ben adam lemakom. The averis are always done as a yachid. But when it comes to a tzibur, the tzibur is always head and shoulders above that, and there a bchir ba'etzem, nothing would affect that. Just what happens when a tzibur is nishchas and ben adam lechavero, it's not because of the severity of the avera of ben adam lechavero brings down a tzibur. The only thing that can bring down a tzibur is when it stops being a tzibur. And if they're mekulkul and ben adam lechavero, it's not the chumra, the avera, that causes their downfall. Just that's not called a tzibur. Tzibur comes from the word nitztaber. They accumulate. They add up. But if this one doesn't say good morning to that one, and this one doesn't have in the show of that one, and then as speaking terms, they're not a tzibur. The only downfall that a tzibur could have is only when they stop becoming a tzibur. And not because of the avera shibadovar. Not because of teres avera. Just, it's a mitzias. They're not a tzibur anymore. That's what Rameh Simcha means. So when a yachid ben adam lemakom is more chomer than ben adam lechaveh, by a tzibur from the avera point of view, not ben adam lemakom and not ben adam lechaveh could affect that. But a ben adam lechaveh indirectly will affect it because it stops becoming a tzibur. And once they're not a tzibur, the Chassidim say tzibur is reshitevus, tzadikim, benonim, rishayim. It's a combination of everybody. But when they're corrupted and ben adam lechaveh, they don't reach first base. And they remain a bunch of yechidim. Therefore, that's the downfall. That's the hurt of beer in Rameir Simcha. Let's go now to the next page, the last one today. Now we still have to answer question number 3, 2, and 1. Right? Question number 3, as we all remember very clearly, was, no, the Meshavah was that we took care of. Right? Now we still have to answer the other two questions. Question number two was what Rav Huttner brought out. Why Sinas Chinam and Gimel HaBeis Chumor are equal vis-a-vis Chumor by Yisrish and by Sheni? And what did Rashi mean when he said Migdash Avoseichem? So let's give a look here. And Gavaldik is still the Maral in Bax Kavbet and Kavgimel. And Bax Kavbet asks the Maral a classical Maral question. Yesh Lishon Lama Chav Vesa Migdash Rishon Vavon Elu Gimel Avonis Vilu Migdash Sheni Bishu Sinas Chinam? Why was it really so that Bayis Rishon was Nichor because Gimel HaBeis Chumuris and Bayis Sheni because Sinas Chinam? Could have been the other way around. It just was a coincidence. He said the moral is that Dvorim Gedolim never happened b'mikra. Answers the moral and Bayis Gimel. Migdash Rishon Ayalem v'schus Gimel Avos Hakdoshim Asher Madrigosim Bevaday Yoter Elyonim Yisrael. וידוע כי אברהם זכוסו מהלוסה יקושוסו מן הערבה שהאמרון אב מסכת ורסו שלא יסתכל בה בשרה כל ימיו יצחק זכוסו רחוק ועבד יזרה שהאמרון סד נפשו להקרוב על השם יזברך יעקב נגד שפיכוס דמים ודוב הזה ידוע גם כן כי יעקב הוא החיים שיעקב אבינו לא ימס says the moral bias reason was given to us because of the myth of the three others. We have to follow the footsteps of the three others. And when we start to behave in a way that's antithesis to the way the others were, we lost advice. And the Maral shows that the Gimel HaBeis Chumuris are the opposite of each Av. Gilui Arayis is the opposite of Avram, Avad Yezorah is the opposite of Yitzhak, and Shrichus Dem is the opposite of Yaakov. Since we got this Migdash thanks to the others, we lost it when we're not following the deed of the others. And let's go on as well. Ubay Sheni, Shilai Yaakov Mawaila, Hayan Neged Knesset Yisrael Atzman. וכבר אמרו חזל כי בסוף כשחורב מקדש ראשון תמה סחוס אובס ולא היה מקדשי נגד ישראל בעצמם ולכך היה מקדשי נגד ישראל בעצמם ולביק הסין הסחינה מבטל כוח כנס ישראל שניקו הכנס ישראל השם חיבו ועקנס ישראל וזה אמרו כי מקדשי נחרב הייתה סין הסחינה בלבד. What's the moral saying? Bias ראשון we got because of the Ovis. Bias שני because of Knesset Israel. In short, what is he saying? Bias Rishon we got because of what we do. And once we stopped doing, it was Mikras. Bias Sheni we got because of what we are. And once we stopped being what we are, it was Mikras. The others represent the Mila of Mising. Till Am Yisrael was born. Give a look at the famous talent of Elion Bags Kavdalit. כל אחד ואחד מישראל חייב לומר מתי יגיעו מייסי למייסי אבויסי אברהם יצחק ויעקב שלא קנו האובס העולם הזה והעולם הבא ואימויס בן דוד אלא בשביל מעשיהם הטייבים וסלמו תירה. It's exclusively the others are going to make it to Elam Abba thanks to their good great deeds, and every individual has to say מתי יגיעו מייסי למייסי אבויסי. מאידך יזמור את המורל סיין להקדם את דרך חיים ובקס קווי ואבך כולם צדיקים כי יצור כולם צדיקים ואין להם הפרוש של צדיקים עדי מייסה כי אי אפשר שיהיו כולם צדיקים ומאחר שבא ואבך כולם רוצה לומר שהם צדיקים בעצמם ולא צד מצווס ומייסים טובים יש להם חלק לעולם הבא אבו אבינו מנה את העולם הבא only thanks to his deeds. The Jewish people are going to make it to העולם הבא even without their deeds ואין מפני שהשם יזבח בו יש יצור כסולס נקי אבלו פסולס ומאחר שבו השם יסבוך עלינו מה זה בו אלם הבא אם לא נברא עלינו הבא לישראל למי נברא ולפיכך אמרו כל ישראל יש להם חלק לא אלם הבא ויותר מזה אמרו שאפילו קטן שנולד יש לו חלק לא אלם הבא הבאבי זה די אוב מקס אתו אלם הבא ואין זה רק מצד שלימוס ביוסף בעצמו שהוא מוכן על התורה לקח זכר לא אלם הבא. So now I'm saying clearly the obvious were זכר את אלם הבא because of the deeds that the Tan Galiao says once Am Yisrael was born כל ישראל יש להם חלק לעולם הבא, nothing to do with deeds. A baby who is a day old now, but he dies, Hashem Yerachem, also makes it to olam haba. Based on what merit? I'm sorry. On what merit does he make it to olam haba? On what? Just because he is, not because what he does. So the others represent the avoider of the protein, and that's based on Maisim. Yisrael, that's Yisrael, that's by Hashemi. The others were prutting, so the Hakamim of the Avamim is a tariff. No, but they carried in them the potential of the Klal Yisrael. But they were definitely not called the Klal. The proof of the matter is what the Maral says in the first break of Zion. Why wasn't the Torah given to the others? How can Avram Avinu beget the Torah? Says the Maran Bakis Kebab, Lamanu nikna HaTorah LaAvram Asma, Aval Yisrael Natana Mitzvot, Mitzvah Ki HaTorah Rulei Mitzvot Asma. Vezeh Haya Kasher Yitzu Mitzvot, Shaz Yisrael Olem, Vezeh Hashem Yisrael Olem. The ancient Am Kloel, Avram Yitzvah Yaakov, he says explicitly, Avram Yitzvah Yaakov are present. But Arai, once Avram Avinu died, there's no more Avram. Once Yitzvah died, there's no more Yitzvah. But Am Yisrael, they're a tzibur, they go on forever and ever. And since the Torah is something which is intrinsic, it has to be given to recipients that will be since the Torah is something eternal that will last forever, consequently Am Yisrael, the recipients of the Torah also have to last forever, and therefore the Torah wasn't given to the others. So here the Maharal is clearly pointing out that the others were pratim. Okay. Mele. So Bayis Rishon was because Nasa Benishma. Bayis Sheni is because Kofa HaKigigis. Now let's look at the Rashi that we start off with. V'chita leo da'atcha shi'yisod notzid ha'mizbohot el shalot ha'suk ha'ma'asem v'igmur ha'v'nesechem v'migdash ha'v'isechem v'shi'yichayev. Rashi is speaking here about which Chuvah, Bayis Rishon or Bayis Sheni? Zichr, it's Bayis Rishon. Because he's speaking about Avodah Zarah. Don't learn from the Ummah Sa'olam the Avodah Zarah, and that will destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Sinas Chinam we didn't pick up from the grain. The Maharal says in Nefesh HaZohar Perek Kafei, we made it up. We didn't have to learn from grain. Let the Madhubi Ma'aseim is learning from the grain of Avodah Zarah, and it will be back with the Bayis. It's speaking about Bayis Rishon. Why does Avodah Zarah have the potential of destroying the Beis HaMikdash? Because it's Mikdash Avisechem. Because it's a Mikdash that we got thanks to the others, meaning it's dependent on our deeds. When your deeds will not follow suit, you're going to lose the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi not stop telling you that, but like, by the way, you know, the Mikdash reason we got because of others. Rather, Rashi's telling you, they give you a beer. Why Avodah Zarah destroys the Beis HaMikdash? Because it's a Beis HaMikdash that you got only thanks to the others. Once there's an Avodah Zarah component in it, with the other two obviously also, that will destroy it. Mikdash Avisechem Shizchar. It's Medik, half of it, according to that's the Maral, the Yisrael of the Maral. We can add here the one more just last point, that if Bayis Sheni is connected to Kofa HaKigigis, now we know that the Kofa HaKigigis held on two Purim, but then Hadar Kiblo B'mech HaShverish, which was right in the beginning of Bayis Sheni. Meaning, Bayis Sheni, we all know that was the Tkuf of Tresh Baal Peh, all the Tekonis and Xeris happened in Bayis Sheni. The Medrash Nechuma said that the Kofa HaKigigis was in Tresh Baal Peh, Kayadua, and we accepted that, we accepted the Torah Shabbat right before Bayis Sheni. The only thing that Am Yisrael has Torah Shabbat has to do exactly with this Mikudah, what we are, not so much what we do. Just like a Kodesh Baruch Hu, so to speak, is a source of Torah, Am Yisrael became a source of Torah. It's the Messias that there's some Dusha, intrinsic Dusha in them, that they could produce Torah. They have that Mila, that they could produce Torah. Consequently, again, so nine, I just want to go back. How come 9 Gdolei Yisrael are not enough? Because 9 Gdolei Yisrael are Yechidim. And with all due respect, their Kedusha is only parallel to their deeds. 10 become a cell. And here comes the Kedusha that Kishmokos Mash Rashina, which is a babua of the Bechir of Am Yisrael. I'd like to conclude with what the Ramchal says in Mishkanei Elyon. Bayis Rishon Nivna Lamala Beskur Bayis Rishon, meaning the Ramchal is pointing out that down here, there were three batim. There were Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni, Ubimhera V'yameinu, Bayis Shlishi. Upstairs, there's only two. Bayis Rishon and Bayis Shlishi. There's no Bayis Sheni upstairs. In light of what we're learning today, it's Mo'od Mon Muvan. Since Bayis Sheni is not a Kedusha, it's a Kedusha that Am Yisrael said, the Nister. It's a Kedusha, it's not that we do when we, and we're going, and we're producing, and we're so, our Kedusha is evident. It's inside. Deep inside is this peak, how's it called, the Pundalid? That every Jew has spark of somewhere in Yiddish?
Pundalid.
That Nakuda, that's the whole Yisrael by Yisrael. It's a Dorosh of the Hester. It's not Shech the Hester by Yonim. Therefore, there's no Bayis Sheni by any way. It says in the Gemara, I want to conclude just with one last Nakuda, that because of Chet HaMeraglim, Atem Bachitim Bchir Shul Chinam, Ani Yitzah Lachem Bchir Shul Gares. That means because of what happened in Chet HaMeraglim with Tisha B'Av, that's the cause of losing Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. Since Bayis Rishon was lost because of what we do, and Bayis Sheni was lost because of what we are, Baal Korach both are Shakua and Chet HaMeraglim. How? I just want to point out, it's not here on the page because there was no room to put it in. The Ramban says in Pasha Shlach that Moshe Rabbeinu did not mention there the Avos, like he mentioned the Chet HaEgel, Zchol, Avram, Yitzchok, Yisrael, Avodecha. He says because since the Avos love the Eretz Yisrael, and they are rebelling against the Eretz Yisrael, and they don't want what the Avos wanted so much, he cannot mention the Avos. They're not following the footsteps of the Avos. How can he mention the Avos? So in Chet HaMeraglim there's a very strong element of deviating from the derech of the Avos. After the fact that the Avos could be mentioned in the Tefillah Moshe Rabbeinu, that's the Ramban over there in Parshas Bashach and Perek Yudalet. And then Me'itach Yisrael, the Ramban says in the Siv HaTzedakah Perek Vav that Eretz Yisrael is what makes Am Yisrael into one. Lo Nasu Yisrael HaRevim Zevezeh Ad She'Obru Seyardin, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. Eretz Yisrael brings out that Tzibur element that doesn't exist elsewhere. Only a Kahal Neretz, the Gemara in various Rav Kordzov, only, what does it say over there? But only the Kahal Neretz Yisrael is called the Kahal. A Kahal Nechutzah is not called the Kahal. Eretz Yisrael has that ability of making what we are and giving a Din Tzibur to Kahal Yisrael. When the Raglan gave a boot to Eretz Yisrael, so licked in there also that they are refuting the Derech HaOvis and the Maisa of Ovis, and also that they are refuting the Din Tzibur of Am Yisrael. Therefore, here is the Shorash of Churban Bayis Rishon and Churban Bayis Sheni. So the Tikkun should be, Mitzvah Hashem, that we should be Zoicha to bring back the Maila of Tzibur through Ava, through Chesed, through Nishaniske Lirois Malas Chavreinu, and Mitzvah Hashem, from that on, we should be Zoicha to Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Amen.